Need a safe and realistic way to get more training benefit with your gun? Look no further than Barrel Block, America's number one firearms training aid. Barrel Block easily inserts into your firearm and magazine in seconds without having to take your gun apart. Originally developed for law enforcement and military training, Barrel Block allows your firearm to mechanically operate just like it would if it had real ammo in it. That means performing reloading drills, malfunction clearances, and dry fire training can be performed safely and realistically with zero training scars. Whether at the range, at home, or teaching a class, Barrel Block makes the perfect companion for your firearms training regimen. Turn your gun into the ultimate training tool using Barrel Block. Watch the training videos online to see how simple Barrel Block is to use. Barrel Block is the answer for all of your firearms training needs. Get yours today at blocksafety.com. That's BLOKSafety.com. Use the code AAR20 to save 20% off your entire purchase.
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
And another happy anniversary hour. I'm going to call us a birthday, whatever you want to call it, anniversary, birthday, I couldn't care less. All I can tell you is that I have been filling your prescription for freedom over these airwaves for 9 years on April 26th. That means April 27th, we eked into our 10th year. There's a lot of people that don't want to see this radio program go another 10 years, but I can promise you right now, it's going to go another 20. God willing, and creek don't rise. That one out back behind AAR Ranch down there in the holler stays where it stays put. We're good. And as long as God gives me breath in my lungs, I'm going to continue to bring you this radio broadcast. And I can promise you it's going to continue to grow and grow and grow. On the daily defense, by the way, couldn't have done it without you, by the way. Let's not discount you, as a matter of fact. And I've met a bunch. I've got some emails here I'm going to get into, hopefully with AWR Hawkins here, a couple of them in particular, because I want to get his response to two of them. And I promise two of you that I would read them on the air. You've earned it. But I want to start with this. This is a topic I did not talk to AWR Hawkins about. I wrote a column about it this week on Ammo Land. It got a lot of great play. It was picked up by Keep and Bear Arms from the CCR KBA, and it got a lot of reads, got a lot of hits. Yeti coolers. What does a cooler have to do with our gun rights? Well, in today's day and age, a cooler has everything to do with our gun rights. But what gives? Why? Well, I'm talking about Yeti, who Marion Hammer, United Sportsmen of Florida, past president and first female president of the National Rifle Association, notified America that Yeti had pulled its products and requested that the NRA pull their logo off of the 501c3 NRA Foundation, which is a charitable organization. It gives back to kids around the country. Ms. Hammer let the world know that. Yeti fired back with a response that says, no, 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 no. And they were adamant about it. They were firm about it in their response. I'm not going to read you the response here. We'll talk about it with AWR in just a moment. He wrote about it. But they were firm in their response. It's a misunderstanding. We would never pull out from our base. We know and love and support the Second Amendment. Marion Hammer doubled and then tripled down, notifying America that that, in fact, was not the case, that Yeti, when they pulled out, referred to recent events as a reason why they wanted the branding taken off and removed. Of course, we know that to be Parkland. No let up. National Rifle Association Twitter page also put the story up. Is Marion Hammer accurate? Is Yeti telling the truth? Who's right? Who's wrong? I don't really care. I'll tell you why. Because the story is now bigger than that. It doesn't matter at this point. In a nutshell, what's happened here is that Yeti is receiving a tremendous amount of negative PR, a tremendous amount of backlash. And if Marianne Hammer is correct, and only if she is absolutely correct, yet he deserves every bit of it. If she's not, here's the good part, but still the bad part for Yeti. If it was, in fact, a mistake only on Yeti, or a misunderstanding, if you will, think about the timing from Yeti. What CEO makes a decision to pull out of the National Rifle Association, someone who knows where their base is, outdoorsmen, gun owners, sportsmen, in today's political climate? What CEO makes that decision and doesn't sit and go, well, you know, rest of the board, that might not look too good when you've got teenagers calling for boycotts. That could hurt us. What company goes through with that anyway? Bad decision on their part? I don't know. Here's what I'm telling you. The backlash has been stupendous. Columns like mine, radio programs and discussions like this, people blowing up their Yeti coolers filled with 26 to 50 pounds of Tannerite all over YouTube, and they're fun to watch, or just filling them full of holes. And these are expensive coolers. I've got two of them, $700 worth to be exact, on two coolers. I use them on my boat. And a lot of people who will never buy another Yeti product ever again. But this is more than a cooler. This whole dust up sends a much needed signal. And I hate to see the demise of anybody and their business hurt, particularly if it was a misunderstanding, stupid on Yeti's part nonetheless. But there's something bigger in play. This story, I believe, was the straw. I think American gun owners have just had enough. And when it was rumored, whether it was true or not, that Yeti had pulled away, that was it. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Sick and tired of the attacks on our way of life. We are fed up with being called murderers by 16-year-old teenagers, and we're tired of being spat upon by a bloodthirsty media none too quick to push the anti-gun narrative. The message was made clear. If you pretend to be one of us, then decide to play politics with our loyalty to you, you will be dealt with swiftly and severely and accordingly. You will find that the blade has two sharp edges and it cuts both ways. The mere appearance of abandoning support for millions of NRA members, and I want you to read that as every lawful gun owner. When the left references the NRA, they're demonizing you. You don't have to be a member. But the mere appearance of abandoning support for millions of NRA members who have been loyal customers is going to have very, very painful results. And that is being felt right now by Yeti. I don't know if it was a mistake. I don't know. That's not the point. The point is that's the way it appeared, and the backlash was swift. AWR Hawkins, am I missing anything there? I want you to jump in on this because you wrote about this too, and I'm not trying to harm Yeti, and I'm not trying to say the NRA is right. I'm only telling you what happened and what the results were. Give me your take on that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're right. No one can say for sure what was said or wasn't. I trust Marianne Hammer. She and I discussed this on the phone this week. And the other thing is I read Yeti's little statement there. You know, we didn't do it. And when I read it, what I saw them say is, we really support conservation. And we really support. And so I got on their Instagram page and looked around. And they got an Instagram page full of fishermen and people who are backpacking. And there's nothing wrong with either one of those. I'm a fan of both. But weren't a lot of pictures of guns. I mean, they just stuck out. And this week I've been trying a new cooler out. I've been trying an Orca cooler out because I'm looking for a replacement. I don't want to use a Yeti. And the Orca's Instagram, full of pictures of guns, including concealed carry firearms. And just that kind of stark contrast just kind of makes it seem to me that perhaps Yeti's in water deeper than they realize. That's it. That's my take on it.
Well, it's interesting because I've been reading that Marianne Hammer gave, and I know you have a longstanding relationship with Marianne. She's been a guest on this program before. Marianne made a comment to Breitbart News, and a number of other news outlets picked that up when they were telling the story. I believe CNN did, Fox did, all the big outlets picked up that statement because it was a statement given to Breitbart News. And that statement, Breitbart News was you. Here's what she said. Yeti severed ties with the NRA and is now engaging in damage control after a backlash from many of its customers. In early March, Yeti refused to place a previously negotiated order from NRA ILA, citing, quote, recent events as the reason. Clear reference to the tragedy in Parkland, Florida. Yeti then delivered notice to the NRA Foundation that it was terminating a 7-year agreement and demanded that the NRA remove the Yeti name and logo from all NRA digital assets, as well as refrain from using any Yeti trademarks in future print material. While Yeti is trying to spin the story otherwise, those are the facts. While Yeti can choose to run from the NRA, they can't run from the facts. Whether this is due to the recent cancellation of their IPO from their New York City owners is a question only they can answer. Not only did Marion Hammer double down, she tripled down on that statement that she gave to you, and I've not seen anything in rebuttal from Yeti to that statement at this point ever. Like you, I picked up a new cooler. In fact, it's sitting back at my house out where right next to my Big Lang barbecue cooker, and it's filled with ice from 3 days ago and hasn't melted a bit yet, and it's just out there cooling like coolers can do, and it was a fraction of the cost. And I'm not saying that to harm Yeti, but I'm like you in this. I had had enough. And I made a statement, and that's where I stand. Whether Yeti was right, whether Mary, it makes no difference. I've had enough. Go ahead.
All right, but I think Hammer said that it's important, too. It's, I mean, just a question. Who owns Yeti now? I mean, you know, I know Yeti started with a couple of guys, one from, I believe, University of Texas, and then one from that great school, Texas Tech, which is one of the greatest schools ever made.
We lose you? If we did,
New Yorkers.
There he is.
If they did that, then what's the worldview of those guys now? And that may explain everything, you know. So there are a lot of things to ask about.
There are a lot of things to ask about. It's going to be interesting to see it play out. The bigger picture, as far as I'm concerned, and the point of my column was, this isn't about a cooler. This is about a boiling point that reached its limit. And I think that's why. Wait a minute, man. This, you're supposed to be one of us. No. That's not going to fly. Don't abandon my loyalty. The pushback was hard. Back with AWR Hawkins right after this. Okay, gun lover, your time is almost up. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with that brand new gun, huh? Because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. But this is your absolute last chance to win. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but it all ends Monday. So you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun each day. It could be a Kimber, it could be a Glock, maybe a Springfield, but they're all gone Monday. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight, and it all ends on Monday. So don't miss out. The clock is ticking. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win your free gun right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. The USCCA is giving away guns. We want you to get one. Visit armedandresponsible.com.
Boondocks Firearms Training Academy, located just outside Jackson, Mississippi, is the finest firearms training facility in the Southeast. We offer a wide range of courses, including beginner, intermediate, and advanced handgun courses with low light and force-on-four scenarios in our state-of-the-art shoot house. Other classes include defensive shotgun and rifle, active shooter, hand-to-hand, lethal force simulator, and more. Visit us at boondocksfta.com. Use promo code AAR when you book your training and save 10%.
You value your constitutional freedoms and liberties in all their forms. Like your Second Amendment rights, did you know the Constitution protects gold and silver as well? That's because financial freedom only is possible if you can actually conduct business with a trusted medium of exchange. For over 45 years, McIlvany ICA has helped investors take a strategic approach to portfolio design, maximizing and safeguarding your assets, even during a financial crisis. What sets us apart is we advise you. Your precious metals portfolio is managed to help you achieve your financial goals through delivery, storage, or retirement accounts. To receive our free summary on safeguarding your financial freedom with physical precious metals, even if you already own them, call us at 800-525-9556, or you can receive this free report online by going to ica.gold. That's ICA.gold, or call us at 800-525-9556.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends, you can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
You hear that? That's Carl training. Carl's doing dry fire practice. Training that all-important trigger finger. Dry fire practice? Yeah, you've tried that once. It was boring as... How can Carl stand this? But Carl doesn't just stand it. Carl loves it. Carl uses a Mantis X sensor to track muzzle movement and see exactly what he's doing, right or wrong, for every single shot right there on his phone. Carl's no dummy. He knows that having instant feedback is the best way to train, and Mantis X is the only system to provide real-time feedback for both live and dry practice. So when Carl is at the range, even at 100 yards, he's still hitting the gong. Get one at MantisX.com with the code AAR for free shipping. Train smarter.
Learn how you can properly protect and preserve your financial portfolio. Check out McIlvaney ICA online at ica.gold, America's foremost precious metals advisors since 1972.
Welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I've got a big old hunk of silver in my hands right here, too. I'm looking forward to talking to McIlvaney about some of that. I love collecting silver stuff, bars and stuff like that. It's just kind of stuff I like to do, you know? Silver's the poor man's gold, right? I got a bunch of silver. I don't know what that means. I don't know what that makes me. Mantis X, the training thing you just heard if you were listening, very cool stuff. Austin's going to be here. We're going to work out a time and schedule to get him on the program and get everything taken care of. In the meantime, I want to give a big shout-out to Susie Wilkaywood, superfan, AAR superfan. Susie, I know you're listening out in Vegas. I know you are. I've seen your tweets. She's been with us as a fan of this program from day one. Never miss a day. Met her at venues all over the country. Susie, God bless you and others. I can't say others like you because I don't know that there's anybody quite like you, but there's a lot that are close. So, Susie, thanks. We appreciate you celebrating Armed American Radio heading into its 10th year. We couldn't do it without fans like you. It means a lot. Got an email here. AWR, before we go any farther, I have to read this one to you. Mark, I'm a huge AAR fan and have been for many years, especially the Monster broadcast on Sunday nights. Love hearing your regular guests, Alan Gottlieb and AWR Hawkins. The reason I'm writing this is that I currently own a couple of Glocks for concealed carry and home defense, but would love to know what you think of an AR-15 for home defense. I've heard various thoughts on this, so I don't really know what to think, and because there's so much controversy surrounding them right now, I'm not sure it's really the right time to be buying anyway, but I'd sure like to know what your take on it is. By the way, glad your wife is on the other side of her cancer issue and that she seems to be doing so well. That's from Tom in Scottsdale, Arizona. Here's my take, and I already know what you're going to respond. For gosh sakes, I got six of them behind me. I've got little pistols. I've got big grown-up AR-15s. Single best firearm platform in America for defending the perimeter, your home, no matter what. And you out in Arizona, Scottsdale, pox on you if you don't have one, two, three, or four AR-15s, my brother. Go get little ones, go get big ones, and have a blast with them. It's the number one selling sport rifle in America for a reason, and I happen to know tons of places right in your neck of the woods where you can go shoot them. AWR, just a fun break before we get back into the serious stuff. What's your comments there to Tom, who's out in your neck of the woods in Scottsdale regarding the AR?
I mean, I take every day. I think I have 34 rounds.
You're breaking up there, brother. Can we get you back in a good cell? Get you there? Try it again? One more time? All right, let's try that. I think we got you back. Go ahead, AWR. One more time. What's your take on that AR-15? All right, Shanto, looks like we've got a bad cell with AWR. He's probably going to have to call back, but that's okay. Don't worry about it. AWR, if you would be kind enough to call back, we'd appreciate it very much when you get yourself in a solid cell. Just the way it is with cell phones in today's day and age, ladies and gentlemen. just kind of works out that way. I've got another email here I want to read, too. And this one, that one was from Tom. And I've been looking forward to reading that one for you, Tom. Thanks very much for the email. Go get yourself an AR-15, the number one gun selling rifle in the country for a reason. And that's exactly why you need to have one. Lots of people trying to take it away from you. Prices are still solid. Tons of them out there. Go ahead and get one. This one comes in from Brad. This was going to be a topic I wanted to talk with AWR about. Oh, do we do have AWR back? I might hold off on this email. AWR, how you doing? You want to comment on that AR-15 again real quick?
I apologize for that. Yeah. What I would say.
Okay. Looks like we're losing him.
You still losing me?
Yeah, we're still losing you just a little bit. If you want to try and call us back, that would be huge. Appreciate that. You got it. Okay, let me go on to Minnesota Second Amendment rally. And AWR will find a good sound. I know he'll get back with us here. Brad writes in, Mark, I'd like to start by saying how happy I am. Your wife is doing well and hope her recovery is going smoothly. Brad, thank you, brother. And it is. As a cancer survivor myself, you said, I have an understanding of some of what she's gone through and can't tell you how awesome it was to hear her on the show recently. Congratulations and best wishes for a speedy recovery. Last I heard is we had around 3,000 people at the Minnesota State Capitol today, which was, he's referring to yesterday, Saturday. Not sure how accurate that is, but I wouldn't doubt that number. We had many wonderful speakers, which are listed below. Amazingly, there were thousands of guns holstered or safely carried by men and women of many backgrounds and of all ages, and not a single issue. Weird, right? Finally, love the show and have been listening to nearly every show for the past 2 or so years while at work. I think it would be great if you could get in touch with Rob Dorr of the Minnesota Gun Owners Caucus and have him on the show, maybe at the state fair. He is one of our great gun rights leaders in Minnesota's fight to keep its rights and advance our cause. Feel free to use my name if you decide to read any of this. All my best to you and your family. Brad, I just did. Thank you for sending that. It worked well for me because AWR Hawkins also wrote about the size of your rally, and he has that number, if I'm not mistaken, in his piece titled Thousands Rally for Gun Rights at Minnesota State Capitol, approximately $2,000, 2,000 people. Now, one of you is right, but regardless, 2,000 to 3,000 is a big number rallying for gun rights at the steps of the Minnesota State Capitol. Now, this is significant for a number of reasons, because it wasn't just in Minneapolis. There have been pro-2A rallies around the country, but you wouldn't know that if you watch the CBS Evening News, or ABC, or NBC, or maybe MSDNC, or CNN. You will if you watch Fox. I believe Fox has covered a few of them, but nowhere near to the extent that they should. And on May 2nd, a national day for recognition of Second Amendment rights. But you know who's going to get all the press? Yeah. We'll get some. And there have been rallies over the last couple weeks. There were some down in Atlanta and other states. We talked about them before on other programs. But it's not going to get the coverage. And here you have 2,000 to 3,000. I guarantee it got local coverage. I know it did. I read a little bit of it. But that local coverage didn't spill out significantly across America's airwaves. I can promise you if that were an anti-gun rally, you'd have seen it on the cover of every anti-gun publication. You'd have seen it plastered across. They would have at least given it 10 seconds on a national news broadcast, period. But they won't. But don't use that as an excuse not to go. 2A rallies are good. When you've got one that's this big, Seattle had a big one also, that's great. When you get some that are 1 in 200 people, see, these things can backfire as well, too. And I know I'm going to catch some flack from some of you. I am not telling you not to go to the rallies. Let me throw that disclaimer out there right now. But let me tell you just how despicable the anti-gun media is. They will find that one kook. The one kook or the one person they can make to look like a kook. And that's the person that will get the coverage. That's the person that will grace the cover of the magazine. That's the person that will grace the news story on television. That's the video that they will lead with. That's the individual that they will put in the newspaper. That's who the liberal, leftist, gun-grabbing, gun-prohibitionist columnist will write about. And it will appear as a reflection on everybody. We could do the same thing with the left. They're everywhere, but they don't. And that's the problem. It's just a fact of life. The coverage we get is unfair. So what do? We soldier on, don't we? That's exactly right. Instead of having 200, we work to have 500, 1,000, 1,500. Congratulations up in Minnesota. Between 2,000 and 3,000 at least. And as far as bringing Brad on the program, you have my word, live on Armed American Radio's 9th anniversary show when I'm up there in August doing the broadcast, that we're going to have him in the seat, his schedule permitting. I'll be right back, hopefully, with AWR Hawkins.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Okay, gun lover, your time is almost up. How'd you like to hit the range tomorrow with that brand new gun, huh? Because the USCCA wants to give you a free gun right now. But this is your absolute last chance to win. They're giving away a different gun every single day this month, but it all ends Monday. So you're almost out of time. You have to hurry. You have to hurry. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered right now. And it's not just one gun. You could get up to 17 chances to win your gun each day. It could be a Kimber. It could be a Glock. Maybe a Springfield. But they're all gone Monday. All you have to do is go to armedandresponsible.com to reveal which gun you could take home today. But remember, there's not a lot of time. The gun of the day always disappears at midnight. And it all ends on Monday. So don't miss out. The clock is ticking. Just go to armedandresponsible.com to get entered to win your free gun right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. The USCCA is giving away guns. We want you to get one. Visit armedandresponsible.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mark. You've probably heard me mention the USCCA recently, right? I do it all the time. Of course, they're the best. Well, today I want to tell you about what happened to one of their members and how the USCCA stepped in to help. Buddy Shepard is a veteran, a former police officer, and he's a father. But one day, the screwed-up legal system turned on him. You see, when his daughter's angry ex-boyfriend threatened to hurt Buddy's family and showed up on his doorstep with a gang of thugs, he did what any responsibly armed American would do. He protected his family. But when the cops showed up, they arrested Buddy. He faced years in jail and an expensive legal battle he couldn't afford. So Buddy called the USCCA. He got the help and money he needed to beat the charges against him and go home. So ask yourself, what if this happened to you tomorrow? Shouldn't someone have your back too? That's why I want you to go to USCCAOnAir.com today to learn how the USCCA can help protect you. Because you need to have a plan. Again, that's USCCAOnAir.com. USCCAOnAir.com. Go there. That's USCCAOnAir.com. And I'll see you on the radio. Hey, welcome back. This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by MyPillow. Yeah, it is. Great music, too. Welcome back to these Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios. Don't forget to use the promo code AAR at MyPillow. And don't forget armedandresponsible.com, please. This is it. Monday, tomorrow is it. If you're listening on Saturday, catching the program in 2 days, this is it. All right. It's still a day away. You've only got a day to get in on the free giveaway over at USCCA's armedandresponsible.com. That's the site that belongs to me that I can give you all these just amazing promotions on. There'll be another one. I'll be announcing it on Armed American Radio's Daily Defense. But in the meantime, the USCCA wants to get you over to the range with a new gun. Make sure to head over there, armedandresponsible.com. And check out all of our other sponsors as well, including Warfighter Tobacco with the promo code AAR. Survival Kit and Gear also has an AAR promo code, 20% off all that fun survival stuff, food. They even sell guns, ammo, the whole nine yards. You need a bug out bag, a safety kit, something for your car. Survival Kit and Gear is giving us a promo code, AAR. Use it, get 20% off. I think we've got AWR back on. Mr. AWR Hawkins, how you doing, man?
I'm good. I apologize. I was traveling. I still am, but I thought I was in a better place. But
that's okay.
I will say to Tom, I keep an AR by me every day when I fight. 33 rounds, and in it, use a Daniel Defense magazine to reach that. And I would not type without having that gun close, because if someone comes through the door, I got a quick solution for them. And they might not live through it, but I will, and that's what's important.
You mean you're not afraid of it?
I'm not. It's a remarkable weapon. And hey, you know, you said something that was important. You talked about the, and I think Tom needs to hear that. You talked about the importance of the platform, and I think people need to understand that. Like, you look at the platform for the 1911, the platform for the Glock. These guns are super popular because if you own any model of a 1911 or Glock, you're always going to be able to get parts for it. You can do most of the work on that gun by yourself. After you get accustomed to it, you can make all kinds of accessories, add all kinds of accessories to it. And the AR is the same way. It's the rifle platform that handgun owners enjoy with the 1911 or the Glock.
Absolutely. It absolutely is. It's just like that Glock. It's just like the 1911. People do all kinds of modifications. But the gun isn't a gun, really. Let's tell what it's a platform. And as you just said, you can do an awful lot with it. You can just build it from scratch and have a lot of fun with it. It is the number one selling sport rifle in this country for a reason. And AWR, just recently, I believe you wrote about it farther down in the list of columns I have for you. I didn't have that one to cover now, but since we're on the subject of the AR, there was recently a home invasion that was thwarted by a homeowner who fired over 30 rounds from an AR and stopped that home invasion, didn't it?
Right, yeah. And I thought about that when you first mentioned Tom's email. But that's right. It was in Florida, and five invaders, seven rolled up on the house, and five went through the front door and 3 a.m. And so the guy with the AR greeted them. One of them dropped dead immediately, and another one had two others, I believe, had to go to the hospital for treatment. Police ended up arresting five of the invaders in total. And but, you know, if the guy hadn't had a gun with that many rounds, he would have been in trouble. And you and I have talked about this a million times. If three invaders come through your door, if each of them only has 10 rounds, they've already got you outgunned 30 to 10 if you only have a 10-round magazine. So that's unacceptable to me. So I'm going to have more firepower than they have. And when they come in, I'm going to finish the job. And when the police come over, I'll be drinking a Sprite out front, just smiling, waiting on them. Because I'm not going to be killed by some bully that comes through my front door wanting to force his will on me.
No, we're talking about sitting in your own home. I mean, this is the absurdity of it. Arm yourself with it. Tom, it's a great gun. You simply cannot go wrong. There's a ton of them out there. And speaking of happy ending stories, which is what we were just referring to, and that was a wild happy ending story, you've got one in here, too, and quite detailed in the headline, I might add. Alleged armed robber takes bullet to liver when convenience store clerk opens fire. I love stories like this. These stories make my day. They make my hair just crawl up on my back because they just make me feel so warm and fuzzy. What happened here?
Right. Well, and the reason I put that in the title, I couldn't tell, but it seemed like his mom wanted pity for him because her son got shot in the liver. But it's hard to feel pity for him because he had a mask on, and either he or the other guy with him, one of the two, had a gun. The clerk saw him coming on the surveillance camera, grabbed his gun. He was ready for him when they came in. He just started cranking off rounds on him and shot that old boy in the liver. And then that guy ran to another house, called police, told police he had been shot by somebody. And the police quickly figured out that he was, in fact, the suspect in the robbery, and that's that. He'll face quite a bit of jail time over there, but that's how it works. You know, you make a stupid decision. I'm going to go in here and rob somebody. Then guess what? You get what's coming to you, and that's what happened.
Yeah, I wonder if it was the mask that was the giveaway that they found somewhere between where he said he was and where they found him.
I wonder if it was the mask or the gun. You know, which one of them did it, or a combination. But just so, I've always said this, and this is off track a little bit. I just don't understand the thought process that I'm going to do that and walk either into someone's home or their business and take what's theirs. I mean, what do they expect the person to do? Do they expect him to just throw his hands up and go, hey, take whatever you want? I mean, that's not a good policy. The better policy is the one the clerk used. You crank out a bunch of rounds and teach him a lesson, and that's what he did.
Well, David Hogg would expect you to grab the hot muzzle of the AR-15 coming in the door at you and wrestle it away from him because he doesn't believe that only a good guy. Right, remember that? Only a good guy stops a bad guy with a gun. See, I guess he doesn't believe it. Let's go to David Hogg while we're at it. David Hogg attends the White House Correspondents' Dinner and campaigns against the NRA. Now, okay, you know, this. Let me say this. Have you ever seen a picture? Yeah, of course you do, because it accompanies your story. I'm not trying to be mean here. Every picture I've ever seen of this kid, he's got this, like, fake menacing look on his face. He is not a tough-looking character.
But it is like someone has coached him to try to look mean or, I don't know, what would be, maybe not mean, but menacing or, you know, intimidating. And instead, I laugh at him. You laugh at the kid. And you especially laugh at him because he's campaigning against the NRA. What just happened? Well, in March, the NRA broke a 15-year record for fundraising, raised $2.4 million, and then the month before that, their political PAC tripled the amount of money they were receiving. So this little kid's running around, running his mouth everywhere, so proud of himself. All he's doing is he's driving up NRA membership, and he's driving up donations to the NRA. He's making them even harder to beat. They're already so hard to beat that the Democrats lost to him in 2016, and he's just making them even harder to beat. He thinks he's winning, but he's losing. He's got that little smirk on his face, so whatever. I mean, I hope he keeps doing it, and I mean that, because he's actually helping us, and he gives me stuff to write about, and I get to laugh at him when I do it.
Well, I can tell, because I know you, and I can tell, I can read into the sentences here, and I can tell when you're having a great time writing about this. What we're talking about is, in the piece, he was a guest of the Daily Beast. You wonder, why is David Hogg at the White House Correspondents' Dinner? Well, that was a disgraceful display. I'll be talking about that with Stacey on the right in the next hour, but very briefly, because we're talking about it now, that was a disgusting, despicable display of leftist elitism masking hate as comedy, attacking conservatives at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. So it was a very good place for Hogg to be, because he has called a lot of us murderers simply because we're gun owners in this country. So it was a room full of like-minded individuals. And as they run their mouths, and I'm not just talking about David Hogg, but any of them, as you just heard A.W.R. Hawkins mention, the National Rifle Association's fundraising numbers are going through the roof. We'll probably not get the exact number, but they are huge. Now, he is, A.W.R., I guess, planning on attending a protest at Dallas this coming weekend with Alyssa Milano. We've only got about 20 seconds, so I'll carry this into the break and get your comment on the other side. But apparently, he's going to be attending a protest. What he is getting ready to witness is going to blow his mind when he sees nearly, and it may be in excess of, for the first time, 100,000 people in Dallas of all walks of life walking into that convention, the Kay Bailey Hutchinson Convention Center in downtown Dallas, Texas. Do not be surprised if the number is that huge. And it will dwarf the protesters led by Alyssa Milano and him. And guess who will get all the media attention? Guess who will get all the media attention? Yeah. You can guess it. I'll be back with the final segment with A.W.R. Hawkins from Breitbart News right after this. Armed American Radio's 9th anniversary broadcast continues. Don't go away.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions because, believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
The USCCA Facebook page brings together nearly 2 million like-minded people, all of them interested in effective self-defense and the concealed carry lifestyle. Look for the official USCCA page on Facebook. Find the page, click the like button, and start learning all you can about becoming a responsibly armed American. And remember to share these great tips with all your other Facebook friends. The USCCA on Facebook, a great source for information on personal safety and so much more.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
If you had to use your firearm to protect your loved ones, would you know what to expect in the aftermath? Imagine being thrown into a cop car in front of your family. Could you have said something differently? I've had these fears, and the USCCA has alleviated them with the six things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. A free guide covering six big mistakes that could land you behind bars. For this free guide, visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
Hey, it's Mark. You know, I'm a firm believer in fate. You know that about me, right? Things happen for a reason. I believe that. Back to that in a second. Like most Americans, I have trouble sleeping, and the pillow always seemed to be one of the root causes. I got tired of a flat pillow, and I got tired of waking up with headaches at all hours of the night. So I tried the MyPillow, and guess what? It works. And here's where fate comes in. Mike Lindell, the founder of MyPillow, was a recent guest on this show talking about freedom. Mike found out I'm a 2-year customer of his and has offered you a huge deal on his amazing product. You're going to get a 10-year warranty on a pillow that won't go flat, a 60-day money-back guarantee, and their machine washable and dryable. To get 50% discount off of a 4-pack of pillows, go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener special, or call 800-544-8939 and use promo code AAR to get 50% off 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 Go Anywhere pillows. 800-544-8939 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code AAR. Now you can sleep tight.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you?
Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Ooh, looks like you got a double whammy of me and Mike Gallagher. Not sure how the heck that happened. But the Stones are playing. Welcome back to the program. I am Mark Walters, and been filling your prescription for freedom for 9 years now here on this Monster Broadcast. Very proud of it. We're now heading into our 10th year. Effective the 27th, just a couple days ago, and that's a big deal, and we're going to continue to grow and grow and grow and grow. Bet you never thought this would happen with all of this available content when Trump got elected, did you? I remember years ago people saying to Rush Limbaugh, what are you going to do now? Clinton's not in office anymore. You got nobody to pick on. Yep, same thing. Lots and lots and lots to talk about. I'm talking with AWR Hawkins from Breitbart News. AWR, welcome back to the program. You have an interesting story here that I've not seen anybody else talk about. And you have it headlined, Black Activists Ask, why are white gun control activists getting corporate sponsors? So you mean to tell me, now this is an individual representing Black Lives Matter. Now you mean to tell me that gun control activists are fighting amongst themselves because of race now? How does this thing play out? What's this all about?
No, you summed it up there. Before I answer you, let me just say, because I overlooked it, congratulations on 9 years. That is an accomplishment.
Thank you.
I mean it.
Thank you, brother.
So, well, the thing is this. This activist is seeing these kids, David Hogg and others we discussed. They have corporate sponsors. They have people setting up these talking events. David Hogg, he's not up to doing this. And he has people who are setting these things up for him, flying him here, flying him there. That's what the activist is saying. And she's like, you know, here we are scrounging around trying to make it work. And we're actually described by the FBI as a threat of sorts. And, you know, so she's seeing him get embraced while others who are Black who have been fighting the same cause for longer are still just scraping to get by. And so, yeah, there's that infighting. And I'm kind of happy to see it. But I think it exposes a deeper part of the left. The left loves to give lip service to their love for Black people. They love Black people. And if you vote for me, we're going to finally get you some social justice. We're going to finally do this and that. They do not care about Black people. And one day, people like this activist are going to have to wake up and go, you know what? The very people I've been supporting are throwing me under the bus. That's why David Hogg is getting all the highlight right now, because they've embraced him the way they promised to embrace Blacks but didn't do it. And I think they have to one day wake up to that, Mark.
Yeah, that's a whole different topic. A lot of tentacles we could follow with that. You're absolutely correct about that. And I believe we're starting to see some of that play out now, not just in this area, but others as well. Black Americans are realizing the Democrat Party has not supported me and helped me for decades. All you need to do, I'll just leave it at this. You show me a city in decay in America, an urban city in decay in America, I'll show you a city controlled by Democrats for decades at every level of government. All right, you know, I think the whole gun control thing, I think Santa Barbara police have it figured out, and that's just simply offer a grocery card in exchange for a gun, AWR.
Yes, because I would definitely trade my Glock for a can of green beans. That sounds super. Yeah. Now, it's so stupid, isn't it? And here's what people are going to do. People are going to bring in their Davis 380s or their Davis 32s, or I can't even think of all the off-brands like that. And I don't even want to pick on Davis. There's no reason to pick on them. But they're going to bring cheap guns that barely work, that aren't worth $20. They're going to get 100 for them. And if they bring in 5 guns, they're going to get $500 in gift cards. And, you know, they can somehow turn that gift card into cash, sell it to somebody, do whatever, and go buy a real gun. I mean, the opportunities are endless here. It's an ignorant policy, but the Santa Barbara police have joined with gun control groups to do it. And they think people are going to bring in AR-15s for a $200 gift card. Are you serious? What someone ought to do is set up a table. Well, you can't do it in California. In a normal state where you don't have all that gun control, I would set up a table a block away and offer people $300 for their AR-15s. Buy them all day.
You buy them all day long and have a whole stable of AR-15s worth a lot more than $300 that you paid for them. It would be quite the economic move.
Right.
Adam Smith's Wealth of Nations. It is crazy. The police chief said, I guess police spokesperson Sergeant Riley Harwood said participants should drive to the buyback with their unloaded guns stored in the trunks of their cars, because I guess an unloaded trunk, unloaded gun in the back floorboard might cause damage. I don't know. But maybe it's California law. I don't know. They'll be directed into marked lanes in the showgrounds parking lot where officers will remove the guns themselves, because you can't. I don't know how you got it there to begin with, unless you had an officer put it there for you. I don't know. Participants remain completely anonymous. Harwood went on promising that no photos or videos will be taken of people or their cars. Now, let me ask you a question. Why not? Because it's okay if criminals come in with stolen guns. Isn't that the message they're sending? We're going to give you a gift card.
No, you're exactly right. That is the message. And that's what you just said. Not only sends the message, but confirms it. And so I hate to say this, but if someone killed somebody with one of those guns, I think the buyback's on the 12th. On the 11th, kill somebody with one of those guns, you turn in the police for destruction the next day. They're promising they're not going to run a trace on it or do anything. I mean, it seems they would think that they're encouraging that kind of behavior with this ignorant gun buyback.
Oh, you know, nobody, you're
titled this Green Beans for Glocks. That's what I said.
Green Beans for Glocks. No. You're just a conspiracy theorist, extremist, wacko. No one would ever do that, A.W.R. Hawkins. That would be a violation of the law. Let's close out with this. You're heading to NRAAM, National Rifle Association annual meetings. You're going to be heading out Wednesday, I'm going to take it?
Yes.
Okay, and you'll be there all week. I apologize in advance for not being able to make it this year for personal reasons at home over the last 6 months, but I will be there in spirit on the phone with lots of you throughout the day. We'll be reporting. I've Rob Pincus jumping on the show with me on Friday from the NRA, so we'll have some fun with that. But let's close out with this, because maybe you're going to get to meet one of my favorite actresses of all time, Alyssa Milano. She's going to be there to lead a protest at the NRA convention. Will you see her? Can you get me an autograph?
Yeah. Well, here's my feeling, Mark, which I know that's what you're thinking, too. I won't be able to get anywhere near her because they're going to be surrounded by good guys with guns while they
protest
our right to own guns. So, but I will get a lot of pictures of her with the good guys everywhere. And but that's honestly about as close to her as I want to get. I've always suffered from not being starstruck. Very few people I would ever even want to meet to begin with. She's never been on the list. But I won't mind catching her being a hypocrite. That'll make my day. And so that's my goal.
And I can't wait to read that story. You have one here titled Alyssa Milano to Lead Protest at NRA Convention. I thought it was kind of funny because accompanying the piece is a photograph of her pointing a handgun directly at the camera with her finger on the trigger.
Right.
So I just see the irony as well, too. And I have to wonder, do these celebrities really believe that these pictures don't prove them to be the hypocrites that they are because it's just a movie gun and a prop gun? I don't know. A.W.R. Hawkins, thank you, brother, for your participation now for several years on this program. It means the world. You are a fan favorite for a reason. You just showed us today. A.W.R. Hawkins, Breitbart News. You can catch him on Twitter at A.W.R. Hawkins, Facebook.com/A.W.R. Hawkins, A.W.R. Hawkins on Instagram. He's everywhere. But if you want to read everything we've been talking about, Breitbart.com. Google his name. They all come up. You'll see the same screen I do. I read them all week long anyway. Great stuff. Armed American Radio, next hour. Stacy on the right. Stacy Washington, conservative rock star, will be here. We're going to cover everything we can. No notes, I promise you. Until then, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never, ever, ever leave your cave without your club. See you in the next hour with Stacy Washington. Don't go away.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back," and then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.